Hi, guys. So you're probably wondering where I've been. And if you're not wondering where I've been, then I guess I don't have to explain myself to you. But for the people who have been wondering where I've been and have been wondering about my hiatus and why there were no episodes for a long period of time, I'm here to explain myself to you once and for all because I didn't really elaborate in the last episode. With school ending and a bunch of essays and projects and all the type of stuff, I really just didn't have time to produce and edit the podcast and just record in general. On top of the fact that I was the boys' tennis manager for my high school, so I was playing tennis every single day and going to their practices, their matches, Saturday tournaments. My schedule was really, really hectic, and I just genuinely did not even have time for myself. So I definitely did not have a lot of time to put into the podcast, especially because I was already, you know, getting overwhelmed with schoolwork. So I just kind of put everything to the side. I do apologize for not really explaining any of that and just kind of posting one thing. And yeah, as of recently, I've been moving, and you guys probably already know how stressful moving is, packing, unpacking, settling in, getting everything done. And my birthday is this week on Thursday, June 17th. So I've been trying to plan for my little birthday, get together, picnic, little kickback moment. So I've just been juggling a lot at once. In my personal life, I was going through a breakup and I had been with that person for a really long time, over 2 years. So that was really disheartening and there was a lot of stuff going on with that. And then it was just a really weird place in my life. There was a lot going on with friends and things that had to do with school and just this entire situation that I will explain in a different episode when it is more appropriate for the topic that we'll be talking about. But just know I was definitely going through it, and there were just some personal factors in my personal life that I don't necessarily feel like talking about or feel comfortable talking about on the internet for people to listen to. But just know that I did not leave you guys hanging for no reason. There was a lot of stuff going on, lots of factors, and that is why the podcast was put on hold so I could deal with my personal actual life at the time. That explains all of that. I'm not going to go much into further detail because I feel like that pretty much covers it all, and more detail isn't really needed, and I'm not really comfortable going into detail, nor does it even matter. It's not really relevant. So with that being said, that is why the podcast was put on hold and there was no episodes, and I kind of just disappeared from the internet for a couple of weeks. I do apologize for that. There were many circumstances going on, and I just do want to say that I'm so thankful for everyone who was being so patient and came back for the podcast to come back, and all of the supporters that would DM me and just wondering how I was doing, where I was, and just had genuine concerns. So I really, really appreciate and love all of you guys for all of that, and I'm glad to be back. As for today's episode, it is going to be a little warm, laid back, but there's going to be a lot of important information in here. Today, we are going to have our rant as per usual, and I'm also going to be talking about the future of the podcast. Being straightforward, something that I'm so passionate about because I don't understand why more people can just not be straightforward. If you listen to the podcast a lot, you already know that I'm very blunt, very straightforward, and very to the point. However, I do have the tendency to overexplain things because I just feel like some people just don't understand me. And I guess it's not that I don't think people understand me, it's just I want to be sure that I'm being understood. Regardless of all of that, do you guys know how many situations and just instances I could have been saved from if people were just straightforward with me? So many. I just want to say this, beating around the bush and just kind of stringing people along and not being very clear with your intentions or not being very clear with what you're trying to say or what you want or what you're really thinking, it hurts a lot worse than just saying how you feel. This is whether it's with relationships, friends, like honestly, anything. Just being straightforward is usually the way to go. But there's a way to go about being straightforward. Like, you don't have to be very rude about it. Being straightforward and not beating around the bush and not leaving people questioning this, that, that helps so, so much. If you have something to say, then say it, as long as it's constructive and nice, of course. But don't try to, you know, beat around the bush or tiptoe around things. Because at the end of the day, when you're not being straightforward and you're beating around the bush, eventually you're going to have to say what you've been wanting to say the entire time anyways. You're just prolonging it. And it's just like, prolonging it for what if you're going to end up saying it anyways? There's no reason. I'm just asking everyone out there to be clear with your intentions, be clear with what you want, be clear with what you mean, and that will just make things so much easier. You don't have any type of confusion, nothing's drawn out, and everything is just peachy keen. Also, if someone's not being straightforward with you and you're just kind of confused or conflicted, then chances are it's not what you think it is. Like, I'm just gonna put it flat out. It probably isn't what you think it is. In life, people are always going to do what they want, and if they wanted to, they would. In general, there's no such thing as mixed signals, because if you're getting mixed signals, then that means that they probably aren't sure of you, aren't sure of what they want, and in that case, you should probably just leave it alone. If someone wanted to be your friend, then they would. If someone wanted to be your best friend, then they would. If someone wanted to be with you, they would. And if someone wanted to do anything, then they probably would. Take things for face value. The benefit of the doubt, yeah, a couple of times, but honestly, at this point, people are a lot more self-aware than you think that they are, and most of the time, they know what they're doing, and they know exactly what they're doing. So, with that being said, just be careful, be cautious, and be kind. We are going to get back into that topic on a completely different episode, and we're going to dedicate it to that and mixed signals and just everything like that, because the next series of the podcast is going to be about love and like. With that being said, we're going to be talking about everything referring to loving and liking, 101 tips and tricks, because I'm about to be a senior in high school, which is crazy. So trust me, everything that I've seen, everything that I know, I'm going to tell you guys so you don't have to go through the same things I've gone through or the same things I've had to see other people go through. It's all going to be constructive, lighthearted, and fun. We will be talking about becoming independent rather than dependent, loving yourself first, hiring your standards and valuing yourself, healthy versus toxic relationships, peer pressure, crushes 101, handling heartbreak and rejection, why dating should be the last thing on your mind as a teen, etc. We're going to be getting right into it, deep into it, and it's going to be great. This entire series is going to be to inform, to educate, and to help you guys. Trust me, I've been through a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things first and secondhand, and everything can just be a mess. And I'm just going to help you guys, educate you guys, and give you guys all of my best tips and tricks and make sure you guys don't go through the same things I've seen, I've been through, and to just help you guys become stronger people in general when it comes to all of this stuff. So I'm really, really, really excited, and I know it will benefit a lot of people. Stay tuned for that series and everything that's going to be a part of it, because I'm really excited to talk about it with all of you guys. Unfortunately, that is all I have for today's episode of Sit Back and Chat. Thank you for joining me here today, and if you made it to the end, I really appreciate you giving my podcast a chance. I hope to see you tuning into the next episode and showing your everlasting support. Remember to be here each and every week for Tune In Tuesday and to tell your friends and family to check out the podcast as well. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at sitbackandchat.podcast. Also, be sure to check out all of the links in the episode's description box down below. I am your teen podcast host, Brooklyn B, and thank you so much for sitting back and chatting here with me today. On Sit Back and Chat, we discuss many things, including but not limited to advice giving, life experience sharing, storytime telling, self-care helping types of topics. But most importantly, everything on this podcast is 100% certified real talk. Be sure to check out the episode's description for petitions for different causes and information on important things that are currently going on. With all of that being said, I'm so excited to be back, and I'm so excited for our new series that is upcoming. Also, something that's very important about the podcast that I completely forgot to mention is that we might have a new upload schedule. I love Tuesdays. I know you guys love Tuesdays, but instead of every single Tuesday, we might have to do every other Tuesday because it's summer, breaks are needed, and yeah, that's pretty much the deal with that. With the new schedule being every other Tuesday, if I even decide to do that, I haven't really decided yet, then the episodes would be much longer, have much more detail and much more content inside of them. So it's not like you're going to have a new episode every other Tuesday and it's 10 minutes long. They would definitely be like 25 to 40 minutes long. Like, I will be giving you guys content. Don't be frightened. You'll be getting content and good content on top of that. Every week is kind of just stringing me short, and I just have a lot of stuff that I do every single week within the week, and I've just been really busy, and it's summer on top of that. So I think every other Tuesday might be our new schedule. For information on that, make sure to go on the podcast Instagram at sitbackandchat.podcast to have updates and just news on anything going on with the podcast. It will be posted there first. With all of that being said, I just want to thank everyone once again for being patient with me, for coming back if you came back, and for anyone new, thank you for checking me out. That's so exciting, and I'm just so excited for this new series. I'm so excited for everything that's upcoming. Thank you. I love this platform. I love doing the podcast, and I'm so glad I'm back. It brought just a light back into my life, and I just feel so much happier, so much better, and I'm just so excited to share the content that I have for you guys in the upcoming weeks. If anyone ever needs anything, my DMs are always open on at sitbackandchat.podcast on Instagram, and you can private message on Facebook, and the Facebook page for Sit Back and Chat is at Sit Back and Chat. But in the description box, there is a link that says all links relating to the podcast and the host, and there you will find all of my social media as well as Sit Back and Chat social media and every platform you can listen to the podcast on. So anything that you need relating to the podcast will be in that link. So check it out. But until next time, this has been Brooklyn Beat, and have a wonderful rest of your day.